The new version of the COVID booster shot is now available in Massachusetts. It protects against variants including Omicron. So who needs to take these shots and when should they get them? For answers, we're joined now by Dr. Ofer Levy. He's a pediatric infectious disease specialist and director of the Precision Vaccines Program at Boston Children's Hospital and a member of the FDA COVID Vaccine Advisory Panel. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Rupa.
Can you tell us about how the new COVID booster will be rolled out here in Massachusetts?
As you know, Rupa, the CDC recently recommended new boosters this fall, bivalent boosters, meaning that they target not only the original coronavirus strain, but also the new BA.4/5 strain, which is now the most prevalent coronavirus strain across the United States, including in Massachusetts. And this bivalent booster is produced by two different companies. Moderna has a booster for those 18 years and older, and Pfizer for those 12 years and up. And to my understanding, these boosters will now be made available across the Commonwealth in pharmacies such as CVS, Walgreens, community centers, and doctor's offices. Folks should receive their booster if they're now at least 2 months out from completion of their primary series or their most recent booster. And this is a great new tool to protect us as we enter a season where we'll likely see more coronavirus spread.
Do we have to worry about how many of these boosters we have and who should be first in line to get one of these new booster shots?
I think that we know that we will require renewing of boosters periodically as immunity wanes. That means after you get your vaccine, you're well protected for a while, but then your immunity wanes. That means your antibody levels, for example, start to decrease after a while. You still remain pretty well protected against the most severe outcomes, like hospitalization and death, thankfully. But protection against infection or mild to moderate disease starts to wane. And that's important because even those among us who are relatively healthy, as we know, getting coronavirus can really disrupt our lives, lead to need to be isolated, and also may affect our loved ones and our community. So periodic boosting will be required with this virus. And we're fortunate now to have a tool that's designed to protect against the strains of the virus, the variants that are now circulating.
So am I right? You're saying that people who haven't had a booster in a while should be first in line to get the new booster?
Correct.
We talked about Omicron and BA.5. Are there other variants out there that could cause problems? And how do you feel about how we are anticipating variants now and preparing for them?
Well, we call that infectious disease surveillance, and that's a very, very important aspect of what's done. We have teams across the United States, including here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, for example, at the Broad Institute. I know a member of our Precision Vaccines Program, Al Ozanoff, is doing research there in Pardis Sabeti's group. They're doing excellent studies surveying what variants are emerging. There will continuously be new variants emerging of coronavirus and other viruses. Thankfully, many of them are neutral or don't cause increased harm, but we have to be on the lookout for those that spread more easily or that evade our immune defenses and our vaccines.
Many people seem to have moved on in a certain sense from the pandemic. Today is the first day of school in Boston, and masks and social distancing aren't required in most instances. Are you concerned about that? And what are your other big concerns right now?
I think that the public health decisions are the right ones. It's not true that any public health intervention that reduces any risk of coronavirus is the right solution to scale. To take it to the extreme, Rupa, we could say, well, everybody stay home and nobody ever go into school or work. I think that would be a very heavy loss for society. You might reduce spread some more, but that is too severe a price. So a decision needed to be made, and I believe it was the right one, getting kids back to school. It's so critical for their development psychologically, socially, and for their academics. You know, you've seen headlines across the country of how much the children have lost from the school shutdown. So we're happy to be past that phase. We have much better tools now. We have vaccines. We have medications. We have other public health measures. So I think we want to take a thoughtful strategy. But the vaccine is an important tool in this strategy, and we should take advantage of it.
As we're heading into the fall and into the holidays, it sounds like you're saying that families should be making decisions individually about when to mask based on their personal circumstances. Is that right?
Well, they should follow the public health guidance, which keeps evolving depending on what happens with this pandemic. I think that the focus as we enter into the fall is to keep abreast of the latest recommendations from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, from the CDC. Those recommendations are to keep the schools open right now and to get everybody back to school, get people back to work and into their offices. But to do so thoughtfully, to follow the guidelines, to practice good hygiene, and to follow the work-related guidelines.
Dr. Ofer Levy from Boston Children's Hospital, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Rupa. Always a pleasure.